Yes.
I want to.
I want to know.
Like Mr. Roshi,
yes.
You are my heart sister. I'd like to begin with so much harmony.
You remember something. Remember, I remember something to see you.
Right.
That once in my young age, I was also some police officer.
Yeah. With a big stick. Wait, but
No, sticker. Riding on the horses.
All right.
Yes, riding on horse and getting pistol.
It's a friend, he's a PC Chris Warren at Boreham Wood Police Station, who goes to India every other year, and he stays for about 6 weeks.
You should try to meet me. I'll be so glad if you are there.
I'll try and get it to come up here. How long is it off to come to India? My wife's more into hotels
The question is, many devotees over the years in ISKCON have felt a lack of warmth and a lack of Krishna-centeredness. Still, I and others who I have spoken to feel that just as the child's shoe represents the child, so ISKCON institution represents Prabhupada. You have come to help ISKCON, but many devotees feel disturbed by the apparent difference in some of the details of practical devotional service, practicing devotional service. And it may cause more diversity than unity.
One question. I want to check the truth that it is very hard to understand any bona fide guru, almost politician. When he is matured in all senses, and then he will be equal to his
Gurudev's
mood, then he can realize the moods of his Gurudev. It has been told in our Shastra. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati used to tell us, you should have to be a deva, God. And then you can understand the modes of God. So I think the disciples of Swami, those who are senior and Swami, and they were trying to know him and his heart and mood. They have been checked, controlled by unbona fide disciples. So they are not clearly realizing the moods of Swami. And that is why they are telling that the superior persons seek at knowing the hearts and modes of Swamiji. They should descend more in our category. They are not killing these, that they themselves go up and try to realize Swamiji mode. They have not gone to their book, to Swamiji's books. Only outwardly they have seen him. Some are trying to know the modes of Swamiji, but not all. So, I think what I have seen him, realized him in our disciplinary line. For 50 years in this movement with Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, they are so qualified disciples. And also to Swamiji, I was in a very close contact with him. So what I have realized him, perhaps they have not realized so much. They have no facilities to know the modes of Swamiji. He has written in his books everything, but they have not carefully and deeply went through the book. As you saw, by his only versions and by his writing in his book, that I am the same line what I am telling, to improve their knowledge. But they think that I should be dragged lower in their category. But they should go up to understand the modes of Swamiji. If anything, I am telling different to Swamiji, they can tell what I am telling different to Swamiji. But I am telling that different from Swamiji. I will prove it out. But I not going in this spirit. I want harmony to help to take them up to understand Swami. It is apparent that all disciples of any bona fide guru cannot understand their interior heart. And so very rare can follow. I am thinking they are. Outwardly, they have seen Swamiji. Some of them have tried to go nearer his heart. But those who have wanted to realize him more, but they are now controlled so much to tread by the lower. They don't want to be harmony with them, those who are seniors, not in age and not in
position,
in diksha. But it not depends on seniority in years. Devotional things and Parmarthic, spiritual things, they don't. They realize by seniority of age, seniority of learning so much, seniority of being with him. It depends on the what they have surrendered, how they have surrendered, and internally how they have served. It depends on that. Any worldly knowledge cannot know all these things. It is apparent. also we should try to have an answer from the books of Swamiji. They tell that you are in different mood about Jeev Brahma. But I'm telling in the past that in what line he was about Jiva Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, loving, affection, devotion, sadhana. Same, not a different this. We can take first as a Jiva Tattva. This I cannot so-called devotees, but I can tell that those who have outwardly heard him, they tell that you have come from Goloka Vrindavan. In Chaitanya Charitamrita or in anywhere, Swamiji has told like this, but not has told so. But anything cannot be taken as a proof or any evidence or any solid truth. We'll have to judge it by six fundamental
characteristics.
Upakram, upasanghar, arthavad, abhyas, arthapatti, and sansar. Anyone, Yasodama is telling that Krishna is pure. He is
thief.
We'll have to not take this as a fundamental truth. We'll have to judge by where in Srimad Bhagavatam told in various places like this. No? In at last it is then told that he chose. In the beginning it has been told chose. And in conclusion it has come that he chose. Then you will know that he chose. But we see that anywhere not like it is like a joke. So it cannot be taken that. In Srimad Bhagavat it has been told that Krishna is Jiva. Similarly, he has told that Jiva has come from Goloka. In the beginning, all tutors, all the paramarthic spiritual masters, holy masters, we also, our Guru Maharaj also, Prabhupada has also told that Krishna Bhuli Sevi Ji, Anadi Bahirmukh, in Chaitanya Chaitanya. We explain like this, that Krishna, Jiva has forgotten Krishna. What forgotten? From where forgotten? Ordinarily, or in a common telling, it will be told, oh, he used to know Krishna. He was with Krishna, serving with Krishna, then he forgot. Those who are reading ABCD, they must be told like so. Otherwise they will never know the truth. After some time hearing, then we will tell that Jiva has come from a middle place. That is called Tatastha. No? Where Narayan, Karnab Dishai Vishnu, from Tatastha. When more matured, then we will see that Jiva has never come out from anywhere. The rays and sun, They are both permanent, eternal. So jivas are eternal. Only this Satasakti Shakti has been told for beginners. Like a race and some, they have some relations. So there are two kinds of beings. Those who never saw this world and those who never saw that world, never can. You should begin my notes. Well, I will have not to answer in this. I will, the lines of Swamiji will answer you, and you have surely faith by seeing the explanation or purpose of Swamiji. And you will yourself judge that I am telling. And Swamiji is telling truth. No different. In any case, they are seeing different. But a guru in the beginning is different from when the disciples are matured and they hear their guru. And they say, oh, he's getting different. But not different. One platform, one next platform, and other seeds and then fruits are none different to this seed. But if anyone tells that seeds are different from the fruit, then we will see, understand that he is not so much intelligent. Like a boy and child, he is different. You should read some different. But I am clearing only the same thing. And giving them what he wanted to say you, what he wanted to give you, but you have not understood. Now you should understand. This is my mode of telling or you should hear.
There's many more. We only started compiling them yesterday.
I'll give you a note in life to help.
From the third canto, chapter
15,
48.
Yes, sir.
They're all short excerpts from different purports. Just from third canto, chapter 15, text 48.
You are hearing?
Oh. From Vedic scriptures, it is understood that sometimes even Brahma and Indra fall down, but a devotee in the transcendental abode of the Lord never falls. Then, from 3:16:26. The Lord replied, purport. The conclusion is
purport.
That... Yeah.
From written by Srimad Prabhupada.
These are all excerpts from Prabhupada's purports. The conclusion is that no
you
one...
You should go and see the book. Mm-hmm. I think that you have not seen all these things very carefully and deeply. Now you should take these notes and see. And then... You should realize that what I am telling, Prabhupada was telling you. Read on.
The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha, for it is the eternal abode.
Very, dhire. Again?
The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha, for it is the eternal abode. Next is from 5th Canto, chapter 11, text 12. This ordinary living being is of two kinds, Nityabhada or Nityamukta. One is eternally conditioned and the other is eternally liberated. The eternally liberated living beings are in Vaikuntha Jagat, the spiritual world, and they never fall into the material world. Next, this is from 7th Canto, 1st Chapter 34. I'm going to read the text also because the text itself discusses the same question. Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired, what kind of great curse could affect even liberated Vishnu bhaktas, and what sort of person could curse even the Lord's associates. For unflinching devotees of the Lord to fall again to this material world is impossible. I cannot believe this.
Yes, he cannot believe. He has written.
Yeah, this is Yudhisthira.
Anyone cannot listen.
And this is the purport. In Bhagavad Gita 8.16, the Lord clearly states, Mam upetya tu kaunteya punara janmana vidyate. One who is purified of material contamination and returns home back to Godhead does not return to this material world. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Krishna says, Janma karma ca me divyam evam yo viti tattvata taktva deham punara janma naiti mam iti sorajana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Maharaj Yudhisthira, therefore, was surprised that a pure devotee could return to this material world. This is a very important question. And in the next text, the bodies of the inhabitants of Vaikuntha are completely spiritual, having nothing to do with the material body, senses, or life air. Therefore, kindly explain how associates of the personality of Godhead were cursed to descend in material bodies like persons. Purport. Therefore, it is to be understood that when Jaya and Vijaya descended into this material world, they came because there was something to be done for the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes.
Otherwise, it is a fact that no one falls from Vaikuntha.
Yes. You understand? Jaya Vijaya has not fallen. They have not been fall down from there. They knew that their master wants to have a taste of deer rush.
Fighting.
He has tested all things, but now he wants to taste a deer rush, fighting mood. They knew Jadija. Oh, our Prabhu is in a problem. This is all. He wants to test, so I should fight with them. We should fight with them. But we cannot fight in friendly terms. So we should be opposite. How it be? Without Prabhu, we cannot be opposite. So they prayed to Prabhu. Prabhu said, yes, I will get chance. So he called Chatur-san. They did not come to their own any purpose. They came called by Narayan, by inspiration of Narayan Devi. And he get Jogmaya to do so that they became angry with these two Jayadijas and they cursed that go for three. But there and beat them. They become so bad. But outwardly they were bubahana bana rahe the. How outwardly they were showing that if they are so much unhappy. At once Prabhu came and told them, now don't be worried. Also to Sanat Sanandam Sanat Kumar also to them. Oh. By Jog Maya, by my wish, I wanted to wrestle and to test this rush to ask you. And then in one form Jayabijaya was present in Vaikuntha and other manifestations he came and took three. And it was only a time for a moment coming and going. There, 1 minute, it means how much we cannot calculate. So when they came, for three, but it was a minute or second, and it passed. They again went to Vaikuntha and they met in their
original forms.
So he is telling them. So there must be some explanation to understand the views of Swamiji, the modes of Swamiji. Anyone cannot go without who has understood these things. We were so much lucky in past years first birth also. And also we have so much gain from our Guruji and all others from Swamiji. We can go deep. But now I see that they cannot go because they are all controlled. Nothing can be controlled by heaven. So they should be proud view to enter the most of Swami. Now again, sir.
This one important one here. Gurudev explains that after attaining, if one attains Bhava Bhakti in this life and gets his Swarup Siddhi, then he can go to where Krishna is performing his pastimes in the material world and meet Krishna for the first time. And Srila Prabhupada confirms that in this statement from the Krishna book. The mature devotees who have completely executed Krishna consciousness are immediately transferred to the universe where Krishna is appearing. In that universe, the devotees get their first opportunity to associate with Krishna personally and directly. That's from Krishna book chapter
28.
Then there's another quote here.
In the writings of Swamiji, in Krishna book, in Chaitanya Charitamrita explanation, in Srimad Bhagavata, and he has quoted the view of Jiva Goswami. Where is that? Jiva Goswami has quoted. I know past years of all these things from Jiva Goswami, but because I have read from my Guru the Jiva Goswami. So, I have not given in this because I want to answer you in the same language and writing of Swami. What Rupa Goswami has told, what Baldevi Vidyabhushan has told, what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told, what Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Bhakti Vinod Bhai has told about this in Jaiva Dharma. I know so much that they cannot go there. So I tell in harmony that I am in the same line, telling everything in the same line, same way. I want to glorify Swamiji by all these things. They have not realized what he wanted to tell, but they are fearing that I am telling other line. Our whole master, disciplic orders Acharya, were in the same line. And I think he was in the same line. What Prabhupada told, he has told. Not all, some part. What I am telling, I cannot tell and whole my Guru's view. Only very little part. So you see. I have a belief that I am not telling anything different. You can tell anything, but perhaps you are with me here in 10 days. What I have told, that it is against the principles of Swamiji, or against Srimad Bhagavatam, or I have told so high things of gopis, rush, what I have told. Anyone cannot give any example from my lecture classes. If there were some experienced person and high person knowing all deeply, then I would have told so many things. So many things. They cannot dream, they cannot reach in 100, but I know this. Swamiji used to love me, affect me, and he wanted to be with me. Why? He used to see me. as the equal in every respect. But I don't feel that I am equal. I was only dust of his glory. But he wanted to reward me. He apologized me. I am not qualified to be apologized. But he don't like it. As a friendly matter, a friend can do like this. But they are not recognized in this. You can tell. You are satisfied by these answers and by these hearings?
Yes.
Any doubt, you can take one. I will tell them to give the copy and you can see the books first. I think that you have no chance to go all these things. But now you will realize. So, any God brother, like a Shiksha Guru, is required. Without Shiksha Guru, we cannot know the modes of Shiksha Guru. Because they are in same level, they can't. A devotee cannot, third class devotee cannot make a